James chapter 4, verses 13 to 15, and I shall read this passage. Go to now, ye that say, today or tomorrow we will go into such a city, and continue there a year, and buy and sell, and get gain. Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time, and then vanisheth away. For that ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live, and do this or that. Amen.
Dear friends and brethren, how do you live your life day to day on this earth? The life that the Lord God Almighty does give to us each day. Yes, are you living your life as if God does not exist? We may not be conscious of it, but many times the way that we go about in our daily living, we do not show our dependence upon God. That there is a God whom we should depend upon, a God who is our Creator, a God who is our Redeemer. And we may be living our life not according to His holy will, knowing that He does clearly have a will for each and every one of us. Yes, do we live our life truly in dependence upon God and upon His holy will for your life and my life? It does not refer only to unbelievers who may, of course, be living a life not regarding that there's an Almighty God, a Creator. But many times, even as believers, we may be guilty of this. Go about in our life, but not showing dependence upon God. This morning, let the Word of God challenge us as we examine our lives. If we are living our lives with full dependence upon the will of God. Yes, as we go about in our daily business, do we realize that maybe we might have been disregarding and disobeying God's will, God's sovereign will in our lives? In verse 13 of our text, we read James' admonition. He writes here saying, go to now, ye that say, today or tomorrow we will go into such a city, and we will continue there a year, and we will buy and sell, and we will get gain. Well, truly here we see that the Word of God challenges us that we need to check on the way we live our lives. And going about our planning and carrying out our plans, how often do we show that we disregard God and His will instead of having dependence upon God? Very often times have we not been self-willed, doing things according to our own will, though we may say that, oh, there is a God who is sovereign and who is in control. Look at how many times in this verse James tells us that we may be self-willed. Four times. I will go into such a city. I will continue there a year, and I'll buy and sell, and I'll get gain. Are we like this, going about in our life? In the days and the years that we live, yes, we do get involved in many activities, and we do go about planning, setting goals, and making important decisions in our life, whether it be in our business, or in our personal life, or in our family life, for our children and for ourselves. Yes, we do make all these things. We do make plans and decisions. We need to do so to be responsible people. But in doing all these things, do we disregard God, that He's in control of our life and all situations that happen in our life, and that we should realize that we must depend upon Him? Do we go about in our lives, in our planning and in our ambitions, or deciding on our ambitions, our careers, leaving God out of the picture, leaving God out of our planning and decision making, as if that He does not exist. Though we may be believers, saying that we trust in God and we pray, but when it comes to our day-to-day planning and in our practical living, do we realize that He is there? Yes, if we go about our life in these ways, going about without regard for God and not conscious of His presence in our life, of His control, ignoring the will of God and being self-willed, then it is very foolish of us. Because the Word of God warns us, even as James goes on to warn us here in verse 14, "Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away." Indeed, life is so uncertain. None of us can really know our future. We cannot even know of our tomorrow. Our hands are in the hands. Our life is are in the hands. It's in the hands of the Lord God Almighty, our Maker. And so God wants us here not to boast of tomorrow. In fact, elsewhere in Proverbs 27, it is clearly stated there. Proverbs 27, verse 1. "Boast not ourselves of tomorrow, for we do not know what kind of day it will be." We do not even know if today will be our last day here on earth. Remember that there are many cases of sudden death that we have read about recently. Just 2 years ago, you might have remembered, you might have read of one great politician, famous politician in the world, Mrs. Bhutto. One woman, she was standing at a stage talking, but the next moment she was shot dead. So life is just so transient, it's just so uncertain. There was once a rich man who was planning for a dinner party. Yes, he was a very rich man and in fact the owner of some hotels. And after having a very sumptuous lunch, which I was told that he always would have it, he was then planning for a grand party during dinner time for his clients, for his friends. And he was very actively planning for it. It was on a Sunday. But you know what happened? Sometime in the afternoon, in the late afternoon, he had a heart attack and he died. There and then. And the party became a funeral service. So death can come so sudden. Just only last month, you might have read about a young boy, a RI boy. Yes, he was. He had done very well in his primary school and top his school in St. Hilda's Secondary School. And he got a place into RI and was so very excited. So he started school just a few days. But one Sunday, he was playing badminton with his sister at a stadium. And he rested for a while to go for a drink. And after he took a sip, suddenly he collapsed. And they could not revive him. He was well actively playing. And there were no signs and symptoms of him having heart problem. But later on, he was discovered that he had some problem and he died. All of a sudden, unprepared. Yes, life is so uncertain and truly our life is in God's hand. He's the one who gives us our life. Even this morning as we wake up, do we give thanks and praise unto the Lord God for the breath that we have now been able to be with Him before His presence, even to worship Him? We cannot even see ahead into one day. Can anyone of us here be certain that we can continue living even until the end of the day? Can we be so certain that we will still be alive by the end of each day? Yet how often time we make plans for the whole year ahead? Yes, even for the whole life. And doing so without regard of the will of God of our lives. It is not that we cannot plan. We ought to be doing so in order to get things done properly. But many times do we not plan many years ahead, many months ahead, without regard of God? Do we not always say in 3 months' time, or by next year, or in 2 years' time, that I'll be living here or living there? Nowadays, people are always shifting houses, and they'll be looking for properties and places to live. And they would always go about doing these things, planning them, but without regard for God. Do we go about in our business to say that, yes, we will do it this way or that way, and that we will get gain and we will get benefit, and truly we will be able to do well in it? But in all these things, as we do so, are we self-willed? Yes. Are we doing them according to our own will, our own plan? Have we considered whether if it is God's will for us? Have we included God in our plans? Are we not depending and trusting and relying on God to see us through even each moment of every day that we live? Do not leave God out of our life. Yes, let us not dare to leave God out of our plans. Do not leave God out of our preparations. Let us not forget that it is in Him that we live and move and have our being. It is the Lord God Almighty who gives us the life each day to go about in our business, to go about the things that we need to do in this life for Him. So, dear friends, if you're running your life your way and not considering your life that it is indeed in God's hand, and that it is He who can take away our life from us anytime, then let us stop and think before we go on further. If our plannings, if we go about doing our own will, do not be like the farmer whom the Lord Jesus Christ talked about in the Bible. Yes, there was a farmer, and we look at it in Luke chapter 12, 16 to 21. If you turn to Luke chapter 16, Luke chapter 12, verse 16 to 21. The Lord Jesus Christ gave the illustration of a farmer, and yes, He spake unto the people, saying, the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. A rich farmer indeed. And he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do? Because I have no room where to bestow my fruits. Look at it. What shall I do? Because I have no room where to bestow my fruits. And he said, this will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater. And there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. Have you counted how many I will do this or do that this rich man had spoken? 6 times. Yes, 6 times he had spoken it. But look at the Lord's judgment in verse 20. God said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall those things be which thou hast provided? So is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. So this farmer had a bumper crop, and he thought that his barns were too small, and so he decided to build bigger barns and to have a greater security for his future, many years ahead of him. All he wanted to do was just to live a life free and easy, eat, drink, and be merry in life. And he did not care about God at all. Did not have any care for his eternal destination of his soul. And he could not bother to know God and to do God's will. And what was God's response to his boasting of having plenty for the many years to come? Yes, God called him a fool because his life was to be taken away from him by the Lord God Almighty that very night. Do we see the uncertainty of life and the foolishness of one who boasts of his tomorrow, one who does not know even of his tomorrow and yet boasting of his tomorrow, and one who go about in life without regard for his eternity? Eternity of his soul. One who does not have any hope in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ alone. Well, life is uncertain to us, but it is not uncertain to God. And so if you are living your life in full dependence upon God and His will for your life, then we can be confident of tomorrow. It is only that. If we live our life dependent upon God and wanting to do His will and being conscious that our life is in control by our Lord God Almighty, our Maker, then truly we can live our life confident of tomorrow, not in ourselves but in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because we know that He is leading us day by day, even by His sovereign will. He is watching over us in our going out and coming in. Yes, the Lord God Almighty. And He is the one who is leading us even unto eternity. We have an eternity even with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Our future is secured in Christ. Our soul is secured in our dear Savior. But how often times we go about doing things today and planning for that thing for the future and not being certain of our eternal future. Yes. Are you certain of your eternal future? Do you have eternal hope? We must be concerned of the things that are of eternal hope. Our days here on earth is but limited. The Lord God says, for your life, what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little while, little time, and then vanisheth away. How long does the steam that when we boil the kettle, we see, and how long does it last? And this is how the Lord God Almighty would consider our life. This is God's perspective of the duration of our life that we have here on earth. It's just but a vapor. We measure our life by years, but the Lord God Almighty, He says our life is just but a vapor. Moses, in his prayer to his mighty Maker in Psalm 90, verse 4, says, for 1,000 years in thy sight are but as yesterday when it is past, and as a watch in the night. No wonder in that psalm also Moses says, exclaim therefore, O Lord, so teach us the number of days, yes, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. The brevity of life, the uncertainty of life, and we need therefore truly the Lord's wisdom to how that we may live our life according to His holy will, that it may be well pleasing unto Him. So if our life on earth is so brief, we cannot afford to waste our lives, to live our life in sinful pleasure, according to our own will, not with regard to God's sovereign will. It is God's will that we should spend our temporal lives here on earth, and to be prepared for eternity. Yes, life may be temporary on earth, and our life here may be just a short time. But it is God's will that we should be prepared for eternity. Are you prepared for eternity? Do you know that you have the hope of eternal life? Do you have eternal life? In the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ said, whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have eternal life. If you believe in the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, do you believe in Him? Believe in your heart and confess that Jesus is the Son of God, that He came to save you from your sins, that you are a sinner, and that there is no way in which you can save, but only by believing in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, even for His shed blood to cleanse you from all your sins and unrighteousness. And the Lord Jesus Christ, the Bible tells us that if we confess the Lord Jesus Christ, that He's the Son of God, that He came to save us from our sins, yes, we shall be saved. This is a wonderful gift that God has given to us. Yes, friends, if you have not believed in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, not prepared for eternity, not sure of where you will be going after your life, your temporal life here on earth is over, could you not come to know the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? Receive this precious gift, even of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Do it so today. Do not delay any longer. This gift is the will of God for you in this life, for the eternal life to come. Do not disregard it. Do not be like the fool who was trying to prepare for his future, but was not assured of his soul for eternity. He was not prepared to face his Creator for eternity. Are we prepared to face our Creator in eternity? Now, looking at verse 13 again, we know that one who disregards God's will and his will is one who is self-willed. And note again, the many "we will" is used in this verse 4 times, right? We will go and we will continue. That is to continue doing. We will buy and sell and we'll get gain. Now, remember that this is actually the way Lucifer spoke against his Creator. And for that, the Lord God Almighty cast him out of heaven. All because of the sin of pride and disobedience of Lucifer. If you turn to Isaiah chapter 14, Isaiah chapter 14, verse 12 to 14. Look at what Lucifer said unto the Lord God Almighty, his Creator, and see his sin of pride and disobedience, his self-willed. Isaiah chapter 14, verse 12 to 14. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thy heart, what did Lucifer say in his heart? I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Again, how many times of self-will here that we see? How many times of "I will do this or do that"? 5 times, if you have counted. And so, dear friends, let us realize that we are going about in our life being self-willed. Yes, we may be like Satan. Are you self-willed? If you are self-willed, then we may be. One who is self-willed may be having the characteristic of the devil, proud of himself, and disobeying God's will, not being wanting to come under God's will, God's control in his life. Not depending our life upon the Lord God Almighty. Yes, always relying on ourselves instead. Wanting to run your own life. Wanting to be God of our life. This is what Lucifer was, and because of that he was cast out of heaven and he became the devil. Being self-willed may be one who may be having the characteristic of the devil. And so if we are a child of God, and if we think and say that we are depending upon God, let us better check our soul before the Almighty again. Is it really God's will that we are doing, or is it our own will that we are going about doing and wanting to do? Do we go about in our planning and making decisions in our life by our own will, without concern, without regard for the sovereignty of the Almighty over our lives? Do we insist and say that I will do this or do that? Or do we say rather that not my will but the Lord willing? Yes, the Lord willing, I'll be doing this or doing that. That is to be always conscious of God. If you are to be doing so, saying it this way, in our planning and in all our going about in life, if you are conscious of God's leading and control over all that we do, then we ought to be saying, if the Lord be willing. And this is to be applicable even in every aspect of our life. Not just in our spiritual life, in all our decisions that we have to make in our life. Decision in choosing a career or even switching careers in midlife. In choosing even the schools for our children. In deciding what course of studies. And even a place to stay. And even in choosing, in deciding for a life partner. How do we go about making all these plans and making all these decisions? Very important decisions in life. James says in verse 15, that in all things that we do in our lives, ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. Are we in the habit of saying, it this way? If the Lord will, or God willing? Yes, of course, we need to plan. We need to go about making decisions in many things in life. It is not wise to live life and to live things haphazardly and let things happen. Whatever will be, will be. No, that is not the way that we should live. We need to go about to sit down and plan and to consider and to make calculated decisions. But the question is, do we pray and commit our ways unto the Lord, having planned and having decided, or when we are going about our decision making? Do we consider the Lord God Almighty, commit it unto Him? Do we seek the Lord's will? Yes. Do we submit our plans unto the Lord God, bearing in mind that the preparations of the heart is in man, and the answer of the tongue is from the Lord? We may go about planning, but are we prepared to let the Lord change our plan? And when the Lord were to change, are we prepared to submit our will to Him, to humble ourselves before the Almighty, to know that after all, He is our God, He is our Creator, and He meant it for good? Yes, a true believer who trusts in the sovereignty of the Almighty will always want to say, if the Lord will, in all things in which He does, and to say it truthfully from the heart. It is not just a saying, you know, that we like to say. Some people will say, if the Lord will, you know, Lord be willing. But let us truly say it even from the with a believing heart, that is. It is a constant attitude of a heart if we are to do so, to realize that God is in control, that our lives should be subject to God's holy will. And because we submit to God's will and take control of our life, the Lord will be well pleased. And truly, He will bless us. He will bless our plans and He will bless the decisions that we have made. Are we such a child of God, conscious of doing what the Father's will is for our life? Yes, dear friends, what is your attitude towards God's will and your dependency upon Him? Do you live a life with a total disregard of God's will as you make your daily plans, or maybe even your annual plans and day-to-day decisions? Yes, we need to make plans and make decisions. A responsible person does these things in his life. But as we do so, could we be ignoring full dependence upon the Lord God Almighty? Could we be disregarding His holy will in our life? Do we seek to do the Lord's will and to obey Him? Yes, let us submit obediently unto the Lord God and truly show dependence upon our Lord God Almighty. As true believers, we ought to obey God's will and to be in total dependence upon Him. Let us learn not to say, today or tomorrow, we'll go into such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain. But let us learn from the Word of God that we ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. So may God help us. Yes, that we may truly show dependence upon Him as we live, even in every moment, in every day of our life. May God help us. Let us pray. Father, O Lord God Almighty, we thank Thee, Lord, even for the reminder from Thy precious holy word, considering, Lord, how that we may go about in our life, Lord, in the years that You do bless us with, and even in our day-to-day living, in the plannings that we have to do, the decisions that we have to make in life, important decisions, important plannings, and even day-to-day decisions. O Lord in heaven, we pray Thee that You will help us, that we may be always conscious of Thee, that Thou art in control of our life, that our life truly is in Thy hands. Father in heaven, we pray Thee that You will help us to be prepared even for eternity. For truly, Lord, that is the place that we will be going to, even to be with Thee. Will we be able to face Thee, Lord, even on that day? So, Lord, we pray for some who may be going about in a life, preparing for a life here on earth, even for years ahead, but not being prepared even to face Thee in eternity. Pray for such a person that the Spirit may speak to his or her heart to come to the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and to be saved by thy grace and mercy. That truly, Lord, when our time here is over, Lord, we will be able to be with thee for eternity, forever and ever, in the presence of the living and true God. So help us, O Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.